This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That defense has now got an insane amount of depth. Cornerback is the one spot, that cornerback two spot, where a lot is resting on the shoulders of rookie Maxwell Harrison now to come in and be good right off the bat. If he is, all good, all set. If he isn't, maybe that is a potential problem spot. Same thing with the two safeties. You're like, they're capable starters, but are they a step down from what they've had in the past? But the defensive line depth is crazy. The offensive line's in good shape. The wide receiver core is incredibly deep. They just don't have an ex-wide receiver and show no particular desire to get one. Top to bottom, I think the Bills have a really good roster.
Sam Monson laying it out. His podcast with Steve Palazzolo is excellent. They do one almost every day. It's called Check the Mic. And Sam, as you may know, has been on our show many times. Talking about the MVP landscape going into the upcoming NFL season. Upcoming, you know, is all right. I know. It's just in the future is all I mean. It's not imminent. But it'll be there. It's not around the corner.
We're not hearing footsteps of the season creeping up on us.
Let me see. It's 94 days until the opener, I believe. Last Tuesday was 100.
How do those guys put a podcast together every day just talking about football? That's amazing. How do they do it?
How does anybody do it?
How do they do it?
I was thinking about, I forget why. During our conversation before, I brought up the NBA MVP history. I forget why, but I have it. I was just looking at it and thinking about it. The last American-born winner of the NBA MVP award is James Harden.
Really?
7 years ago. Giannis, Jokic three times, Embiid was born in Cameroon, and SGA this year from Canada. Other foreign-born NBA MVP winners, Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash won back-to-back, and Olajuwon. That's it. But it's 7 years in a row that someone not born in the USA has won the NBA MVP award. Why is that hard for me? All kinds of questions. Let me get the naked thing out of the way.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I imagine you played some golf this weekend?
I played Friday and Sunday. Sure.
It was golf versus Guelph. You played golf, I played Guelph this weekend, or my son played
How
Guelph.
How challenging was Guelph?
In golf terms, you know, mid, hard but not too hard.
From the tips, where?
I'm sorry. I don't know, I'll figure that out.
We need to mix the metaphors. Figure that out. Anyway, so Guelph.
It's accessible, yeah. It's almost 2 hours, and I went up, down, Saturday, and then Sunday. I spent most of the weekend there. On the way, there is a sign, and I think the fact that there is a sign is one of the most interesting things about this.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, you can picture the Ontario signs, you know, here's this.
Yours to discover, maybe.
Okay. Great Wolf Lodge. There's a bed. There's a little, like the emoji type thing. There's like a bed with a roof over it. There's a little water running underneath it. And there's something else. And like Great Wolf Lodge, this many kilometers, this turn left. One of those signs, and more than one, as it turns out, is for the Ponderosa Family Nudist Resort. On the way to Guelph, there are signs, plural. Like, it rates on a level where there's a blue Ontario sign pointing. Like African Lion Safari.
Right, like, sure. Or like the wine trail, except it's naked people.
Except it's the Ponderosa Family Nudist Resort.
Naked families.
I really don't know. Up between Hamilton and Guelph, I think I would say.
Okay.
And it was like 6 kilometers that way. It's really all we talked about all weekend.
What do you suppose my life son is like at the, what is the name of it? I want to say
Ponderosa
the name.
Family News.
Ponderosa Show. Family.
Free plug.
Yeah, wow.
And this was a source of amusement all weekend. I said, and just like it didn't really work as a line, but I'm like, I wonder if there's a gas station in there. It gives a new meaning to the word unleaded, which, you know, doesn't really work. And my son's like, how about premium? Which is way better. Give him credit for that. just talking about what's going on. Is it a family nudist resort? Is that what the word family means in the thing? Like, is it for the whole family or is it just...
That certainly is what's implied by the use of the word. I don't know any other way to interpret the use of the word family.
Well, a certain family may have founded it.
Oh,
that's what I thought. I think it probably
I see
means.
The Ponderosa.
Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah.
We're talking about it again
still,
last night.
I don't think you should have that in the title if that's not. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Don't you love, though, that Ontario promotes it?
I'm
like
going to get more information here as we go, so I don't need to keep asking questions.
Don't you like it? It's not.
Yeah, sure.
It's not one of these where you just like have to know where it is.
Right.
Ontario will point you to it.
Or like when you go to a family reunion at Emory Park and somebody gets there early and hangs like paper plates with your name on it and an arrow or something.
Yeah.
This is the government that wants you to go
Dan's
to the Ponderosa
50th
family,
is over there.
Ponderosa Family Nudist Resort.
Yes, you nailed it.
Got
it. I mean, it was the talk of the weekend, even at the dinner table last night after we're all home.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is like, don't Google it.
Which, right? Of course...
I immediately did.
Right.
I had to. Like,
no
I just
no
wanted,
question.
Not that, so to speak, there's not a lot to see there on the website. But I thought it was kind of funny that it's there. Maybe not funny. Interesting that it's there and that there are signs for it.
When you enter the name of the place and try to enter their website, is there you must be 18?
No.
No? Okay. Just curious if it's like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know.
No, but you don't see pictures of people.
Okay.
At least on the main page.
Right.
So I wanted to get the nudist thing out of the way so you didn't have to wonder all day what that was going to be. Was it a letdown? I didn't go to it.
Couldn't find the time to just take a little side trip there.
Talked about it. Wonder, like, is it one of these sort of places where you can't see in?
Just out of curiosity. Yeah, like, what's going on over there?
My son and I on these road trips have this thing where we sort of feel like every country club that we pass, there's no visibility from the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we went to UMass last year. We're passing all these probably... upscale country clubs, but you can never see a golf hole.
Yeah.
The trees are so built up around it.
That's how they want
probably
it.
Helps for sound too.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's how they want
That's what private club means.
Yeah, that's what private club means.
People like me can't rubberneck from the street and see your swing on seven.
Yeah, it's not one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there are a lot of those
whereas
in the world.
Like, whereas, like, if you timed it right, you might be able to see people hitting tee shots at Delaware Park while you're traveling on the 198.
Or Orchard Park.
Many of you probably have. Yeah, that's exactly that's right, too. Right.
6, 7, 8, 9, right along the street there. So, yeah, like, you can't see in, and we were both like, that's probably how this nudist colony is.
Yeah.
Where you might be able to get up to a gate.
Yeah.
And then I have to answer some questions.
Well, I do, and not that you've indicated any different. Maybe the most interesting thing about this is that there's the government sign for it.
Yeah, that's what I think is interesting.
It's
promoted.
That really is. Right.
Maybe it's even Canadian run. I don't know. Maybe it's run by the government. Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. It's probably not a family. You're probably right that it's the name. But they should change that name, I think.
I want to assume it's working well enough.
If I were a nudist,
go on.
If is Herculean.
Do people know that he was before the stream started? That he would work naked in here. We made him stay home for 3 years using COVID as a front.
Imagining us coming back from the next break and I'm sitting here like the guy in Seinfeld on the subway car after Jerry falls asleep. Jerry opens his eyes and the guy's just naked with a briefcase covering his mid region.
What would happen?
I'm going to do that for the stream.
What would happen?
I think we probably get in trouble.
We? I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, I'm
not even encouraging you
yet. If I were a nudist and searching for a nudist resort,
yes,
one that has family in the name might sort of I don't think I want a part of that.
No, that can't be right. Yeah. You take 5 seconds to look into that,
find out what's what there. Okay,
it's just probably some family that established it, that owns it. I'm pretty sure that would be right. Not easy. I'm not having an easy time thinking of a transition out of this topic.
Well. I mean,
let's just take a break and come back and see if Bulldog is still dressed, I guess, is what we'll do. What a cliffhanger.
Spoiler, I will be dressed still.
Spoiler. That is a spoiler. Nobody's happy. Everybody was hoping.
I mean to ruin everything.
That is a big spoiler. Mike Tenier, talk football with us, unless he's listening now, and cancels at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.